So Shlomo's cleaning shop. Adoniah is killed. Eviatar, the high priest, is chased away. Now, the information about what happened to Adoniah and Eviatar came to Yoav. Remember Yoav, the guy who was on his own mission. And at the end of his life, Yoav had followed Adoniah, although he had not rebelled with Avshalom prior. Nevertheless, when it came to Adoniah, he did follow him. Some commentaries ask, why did Yoav indeed not follow Avshalom's rebellion, but followed Adoniah? Some people say David was too strong at the time, and Yoav was afraid of him. But once the king weakened, Yoav felt he could have his move. Another suggestion is Yoav always preferred Adoniah and never wanted Avshalom to reign, or that he was motivated by his hatred of Shlomo rather than any insistence that the oldest son should rule. Alternatively, divine providence guided the events to protect David from the dual threat of both Avshalom and Yoav in his darkest hour. That would have been too much. Another possibility is Yoav did not consider Adoniah's move a rebellion against the king. David was old and the future of the kingdom had to be dealt with at some point. When Yoav heard of Adoniah's fate, he acted to save himself. Yoav fled to the tent of the Lord and grasped the horns of the altar, seeking refuge. It was told to Shlomo, Yoav fled to the Mishkan, and behold, he's near the altar. Shlomo sent Benayahu ben Yoyada, saying, go strike him down. Benayahu, like Yoav in earlier times, fulfilled the role of the king's executioner. He had killed Adoniah, and now he was sent to end Yoav's life. Benayahu came to the tent of the Lord and said to him, so said the king, come out. Yoav says, no, I will die here. If you've come to kill me, I prefer to die here rather than outside, since it's improper to kill somebody in the tent of meeting, in other words, in a Mishkan or near Hashem's altar. Benayahu did not act, but brought back word to the king, saying, so said Yoav. In other words, this is what Yoav said, and this is what he answered me. The king said to him, do as he said, strike him down and bury him. If he wishes to die near the altar, so be it. In other words, his father told him that he has to avenge Yoav, and if Yoav's not going to want to go out, fine, so be it over here. And you will remove the innocent blood that Yoav shed from upon me and my father's house. When Yoav is finally punished, the blood he spilled will no longer be considered a evil sin of the house of David. The Lord will repay his blood upon his head, take vengeance upon him, in that he struck down two men more righteous and better than he. He killed them with a sword, and my father David did not know. In other words, he did this without David's buy-in. Avner ben Ner, commander of the army, Amasa ben Yeter, commander of the army of Judah. Their blood will be repaid on the head of Yoav and on the head of his descendants forever. But for David, his descendants, for his house and his throne, there will be peace forever from Hashem. When Yoav ben Yoyada went up to the altar, struck him down, put him to death. And Yoav was buried in his own house in the wilderness. The king appointed Yoav ben Yoyada in his place over the army. In other words, Yoav was a senior commander, and Yoav was in charge of a special unit, the foreign fighters, and now he's appointed as the main. And the king appointed Tzadok HaKohen in place of Eviatar as the high priest. Another thing that Shlomo did following his father's wishes, the king sent and summoned Shimi ben Gera, the one who cursed out David, and said to him, build a house in Yerushalayim and live here, and you shall not leave Yerushalayim to go anywhere. I did not trust you to go anywhere else. It shall be that on the day that you leave the city and cross the Kidron Valley, know that you will die. Your blood will be on your own head. Follow this order or else. Shimi ben Gera said, okay, the arrangement is good. As my lord the king has spoken, so will your servant do. And Shimi stayed in Yerushalayim for a few years. It was at the end of 3 years, two of Shimi's slaves fled and made their way to Gat, the Philistine stronghold. And Shimi was told, behold, your slaves are in Gat. Shimi rose and saddled his donkey, and he went to Achish, king of Gat, to seek his slaves, and he brought his slaves back. 3 years had passed, so he thought there was no issue. It was told to Shlomo that Shimei had gone from Yerushalayim to Gath and returned. The king sent and summoned Shimei, and he said to him, "Did I not administer an oath to you by Hashem? And I warned you, on the day you leave and go anywhere, you'll die. You said to me, the arrangement is good. I have heard and accepted it. Why did you not observe the oath of the Lord and the commandment that I commanded you?" The king said to Shimei, "You know all the evil that your heart knows that you did to David, my father. The Lord has now repaid your own evil on your head. But Shlomo is blessed." In other words, in sharp contrast to the grievous curse you pronounced on my father, "and the throne of David will be firmly established before the Lord forever. You're cursed, we're blessed." The king commanded him Nayal ben Yoyada, and he went out and struck him down, and he died. And the kingdom was established in the hand of Shlomo. And now his reign indeed is established.